Net.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. As we launch here into hour number three, 800-259-9231, website freetalklive.com. Show's about your calls. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. And as I said at the top of the show, normally we don't cover the hot news of the day, but sometimes it's just so big we can't ignore it. And this Barack Obama thing is obviously huge. People, for whatever reason, believe that it's going to be different this time. And maybe they're right. Maybe it will be different. Maybe this time he'll, you know, bomb some more people in other countries and increase taxes, build new government programs. National service would be different. That would be a first.
I mean, best case, he only grows government by a marginal rate. So we get higher taxes, more government spending, more government debt, which is essentially your debt and my debt, because it's public debt, so they're either going to print the money or raise taxes. That's the best case. Worst case, he does start new wars or create a national service program that's essentially a draft.
Now, there is a Democratic Congress, right?
Yeah, and a Democratic House and Senate. And
yeah, that's not good news, is it?
No, they have solid majorities in both, so if they decide, let's ban guns, there's not much to hold them back.
What do you think would happen?
If they
actually did that.
With a gun ban?
Yeah. How crazy would it get?
I think a lot of people would be angry.
I bet they would.
And I think guns might be one issue they'll stay away from. I think Democrats have gotten burned in the past by I hate to call it the gun owner lobby, because it's essentially a gun rights lobby. But I don't know. The NRA is a powerful lobbying group. Clearly, the Democrats aren't expecting to get much out of them, but they don't want to energize gun owners to oppose them next time around, because a few million gun owners getting out to vote or not can swing a national election.
And you never know. Some of them might actually shoot the gun confiscators.
Some of them might. I don't think they're ever... I mean, some people expect like a ban, like suddenly, oh, these guns are outlawed, you have to turn them in. It's never going to go from relatively unrestrictive gun laws to their ban the next day. That's never been the way it's worked. That's not how it happened in England.
Sure.
I mean, in England and other countries, they tend to ban, you know, high capacity, you know, military type rifles. Then they either ban or restrict handgun ownership.
Right.
They create some kind of a registry so all the guns are registered. If you register, they tried that in Canada and only about 50% of people did. Don't know how useful it was.
I know I'm not registering anything.
And then essentially, eventually, over time, you can reach a point where basically you can't own anything.
We'll continue. You're taking your calls about what you want, your thoughts on what happened today. What were your experiences? We go to your calls, Ampline, unscreened. Who's this?
Oh, hey, guys. It's Laura from New Jersey.
Laura, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I can't get into the chat room, so I figure I'd just call and complain. And you guys are talking about the inauguration, and I want to bring up Reverend Lowry. He gave a benediction during it, and he said something I thought was worthy of bringing up.
This is the anti-gay guy, right? The big...
No, this is different. I don't really know who he is.
Oh, okay.
But he's just somebody else. I don't know. But what he had said was during it, he says, "We ask you to help us work for the day when black will not be asked to give back, when brown can stick around, when yellow will be mellow, when the red man can get ahead, man, and when the white will embrace what is right." I thought that was a little interesting.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think for a campaign that was never about race, it certainly was about race, which I don't think was really, we should never have been really brought up anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that. I personally don't really understand the point of all of the focus on race. I mean, I guess it's just people patting themselves on the back to say, hey, you know, we're not as racist anymore in America. I suppose that's what a lot of it is. And I think that's good. I think it's good that, you know, we've moved in a more positive direction of people coming together in that way. I'm all in favor of that. But the constant harping on it, I don't know if that's doing anything to really move us on.
Yeah, I didn't think what he said really did any good, if you really take it down and look at what it was, because I'm just curious what he thinks, what is right for.
Right, I'm sure. I'm sure the Asians appreciate being called yellow. I'm sure they really appreciate that.
It's a little absurd.
Thanks, Laura. Any other thoughts?
No, that's about it.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231.
It's not like the campaign was about race. I mean, it was brought up a lot, but it wasn't like there was a big group of racist people supporting John McCain because they didn't like Barack Obama. It wasn't a race between, you know, white people and black people. It was a race between John McCain and Barack Obama, neither of which I thought were worth a vote. And, I don't see how you really see too much difference between those two. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, does
it? No, it doesn't.
I mean, I'm sure there are people out there listening who think that it is a big deal and we shouldn't be brushing it off like that. But I hope they'll call in.
Yeah, please call in if you think there's some significant difference. 800-259-9231. But, yeah, to me, new boss, same as the old boss, right? In fact, I know Larkin Rose has a few thoughts on it. We may check in with him. But the government bank, I wanted to touch on this. I mentioned it as a possibility.
I haven't heard this one.
Yeah, this is scary. Reuters, the incoming administration is considering setting up a government-run bank to acquire bad assets clogging the financial system, says a person familiar with the Obama's team on Saturday. The U.S. Federal Reserve, Treasury, and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation have been in talks about ways to ease a banking crisis that's once again deepening, and a government-run, what they call an aggregator bank, is among the options. Outgoing Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson and the FDIC chairman said on Friday that a government bank was one of a number of ideas U.S. regulators had been discussing. And this news came a day after the federal government took a 6% share in the Bank of America, essentially making them the number one shareholder in that bank. So that bank is already well down the road to becoming a nationalized bank, and now they're talking about let's just start our own government bank.
It's absurd.
They say that advisors to Barack Obama were considering the idea of an aggregator bank. Top advisor said the new administration would have something to say about a fresh approach to the financial crisis in the next few days.
Outright socialism is a fresh approach. I mean, you're taking the mask off it.
He said after speaking to the Conference of Mayors in Washington, "I'm not going to get into the structure of how we're going to approach the revamped financial rescue package. What we have to do is approach this with a lot more transparency on the front end." Whatever all that means. In addition to steps to bolster banks, the Obama officials want to aggressively attack the underlying causes of the credit crisis, the sharp downturn in the U.S. housing market, and the related deterioration in mortgage-related assets. Now, is that the cause of the credit crisis? The downturn of the housing market? The cause of the credit crisis?
No, I wouldn't say so. The world money supply increased dramatically in the few years leading up to that. That's why you saw that housing bubble, and really an investment bubble. Everything was in a bubble. And
right, because the money just kept flowing. The money just kept flowing, and people made poor investments.
Yeah.
And now they're paying the price.
Normally, when you let the market operate, these bad, toxic assets would be liquidated. The debts would either be sold for pennies on the dollar, or if they're truly worthless, they would just, the debts would essentially just be forgiven or absolved. They just fall apart. That's what should happen if you want a healthy correction to take place in the economy. It sounds like they just want the taxpayers to buy up all these terrible investments that have no value in the market. Like, that sounds like the pitch they're making, right? Just with a different set of words.
They're outlining the idea of the aggregator bank. They said the government could use money from the Treasury-administered $700 billion financial rescue fund to capitalize a new institution that would be able to absorb toxic assets, now weighing down bank balance sheets. So, yeah, it sounds like what you're saying.
Buy useless crap with $350 billion.
Right, absorb it. And then I guess they'll just make them go away or something like that? Or what do they do with
absorb
those?
Absorb it? It sounds like they're basically just going to hold them. And maybe they're thinking, I can see the argument that some people would make is that, well, a lot of the banks are strapped for cash right now. So they would buy some of these assets, but they don't have any money. So the government will just hold them until later when the market's better and they can sell the toxic assets.
It sounds like a mess. It really sounds like an absolute mess. And it's, again, one of those situations where if you disagree with it, well, too flipping bad. Your money's going to be in this government bank, whether you like it or not. Your money's going to be behind it. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
Just when you think you've seen it all, someone steps up with a mind blower. This is a true story. One day, taping a live show, I spent some time chatting with the audience. When I opened the floor for questions, a very conventional-looking, middle-aged woman came to the microphone to ask about her big idea. What was it? An inflatable condom. And she was absolutely serious as she primly described the benefits for men with small equipment. Well, never say never. You can market a rock if it's fresh and funny. In fact, someone did. A guy named Gary Dahl made millions in the 70s with the Pet Rock. Define your brand. That unique appeal that only you can create. The Big Idea Radio Minute. I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True, from the aha moment to your first million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea, by Donnie Deutsch, is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm grinning here because Mark just walked in the door. And he's wearing a fireman's outfit.
Ooh. This jacket is warm. It's going to keep fire off you, so it's pretty well insulated.
Well, very good. So, Mark, a little bit late out doing the volunteer fireman thing tonight, and as you do, what, once a month or something?
Every other month is the commitment.
Every other
for
month.
For me.
And it's a Free Talk Live, open phones, as always, 800-259-9231. But we've been pretty much focusing on, as you might imagine, the whole Obama mania thing today, talking about that, hearing people's their thoughts on what they experienced today. So since you're here, what was your experience
today?
Well,
I called into the one of the local talk shows today. And I
the Progressive Show?
The Progressive Show. I really like that better. For whatever reason, I dig it. And, you know, I read a Martin Luther King Jr. quote, the one where people will be judged for the content of their character, not the color of their skin, blah, blah, blah.
Good quote.
And then I said, you know, I find this so disgusting the way people, you know, make such a big deal out of Obama being black. I mean, it should be inconsequential. As far as I'm concerned, is when it comes to Obama, the best thing about him is that he's black. I'm glad that we've had a black president. We've got all that crap out of the way, but... You know, just the fawning over the whole incident. To me, it's patronizing and disgusting. Maybe I'm taking it wrong, but when you know, like it seems to me, this is how it falls for me, is that the white guys are sitting there going, "Oh, it's so nice to see that black guy getting into office. They're so different and everything, and oh, they've had it so rough. I'm glad, sure glad that they're in there."
Whew. That's what I was saying.
Now
earlier.
I don't have to feel as guilty.
Right. It's like they're patting themselves on the back for, you know, coming in the right direction. And as I've said before, and as we pointed out at the beginning of the show, this is great. I mean, it's true that it's good that Americans have come to the point where something like this is possible.
Right. But to
the
me,
harping on it
right,
is
making such a big deal about it. You cannot say Barack Obama without saying the first black president. And
that's
me,
what they've been saying all day on the news. And
that's what's patronizing. That's what's gross about it is that to them, the only thing that this guy has to offer at this point is that he's black. I mean, would they have.
What about his ideas? What about the plan?
I would like to talk about his ideas and his plan because, as far as I'm concerned, they stink. But and that's why I say the best thing about him is that he's black, and we can get all this out of out of the way. I don't know what 4 years of him is going to result in.
Oh, I do. Hopefully we talked about that earlier. Bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive.
Do you think he'll intrude as much as George Bush did in his first 4 years?
Well,
he can't possibly, right?
Well, now wait a minute. See, he gets to build on what George Bush created.
Oh, sure.
in those last 8 years.
It's bigger,
so
yeah.
It will just become worse.
He doesn't
worse.
Have to do too much that's new to be more of a tyrannical leader than George Bush was, because those laws are already in place, and I doubt you're going to see much to do away with things like the Military Commissions Act, except maybe tinkering in the margins.
Let's find out what Erica thinks in Rhode Island. Erica, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Nick.
Hello. Yesterday, you guys, when I called in, you asked if today I experienced anything at school as far as the inauguration goes.
Yeah,
I didn't, but I was talking to my little sister who goes to elementary school here. She's
well,
eight.
Hold on, before you go into that,
yeah.
They did nothing at your school, your high school. You're a senior in high school. They didn't have an auditorium you could go and watch things in, or they weren't forcing people to watch things on television.
No, like I said yesterday, it was an exam day. We were there for a grand total of an hour
right.
and a half.
There that's right.
Nothing.
I'm sorry for spacing on that. Okay, so your little sister.
Yeah, so my little sister, she's at elementary school here, and I was also a friend of the family's always give us a ride back there because it's cold. But she said that they spent basically the entire day intermittently while watching the inauguration, and she was also they were all doing little activities like they all had to make little banners, and her little banner said "Yes, we can," and it was in all the little colors, and. And then I was talking to a friend of hers who's in the fourth grade, and all the fourth graders had to write a poem about Obama.
Wow.
And it was just really strange. She was reading it, and the thing was basically, Obama is not a person, he is a leader. And it was just, I'm listening to him like,
Did anybody say that he was sent to us by God? I mean, that's practically what they're saying there. He's not a person, he's a leader.
Yeah, it's all very strange. I was talking to my sister, and she's telling me, and they've apparently been doing this all week. It's been, like basically this last week or two has been inauguration / Martin Luther King Day.
Wow.
Week.
That's huge.
I find the parallels between Obama and King amazing. I don't see that many parallels. And the most important is that King made a huge point that peace is the path to peace. the means to peace. Whereas Obama, not so much sticking with that peace as the means to peace.
No,
thing.
He's ready to fight terror and invade Afghanistan.
He's got a, you know, the world's against us. He basically said, you're either with us or against us. It was that close. We got the world set against us. We will overcome. We're going to, it's like I was listening to Bush. It's like he was channeling Bush.
Yeah, Black Bush, right? There you go.
It was kind of disturbing just to listen to. Yeah, it was almost disturbing just to hear them talk about all this stuff that they've been doing. They all had to make banners, and I remember during the election they had the whole second grade class. I assume the whole school probably did a similar thing. Like they all voted, and then whoever they were going to vote for, if it was McCain or if it was Obama, they had to make a little poster. It's all very strange.
I appreciate you calling in to follow up on that. And any other thoughts for us tonight, Erica?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
It does concern me because there's an element of hero worship, even though he hasn't held office yet, really, at all. He hasn't done anything that...
Right.
Harry Brown said that he would have taken... it's amazing the things that he said he was going to do in the first half day of his term. Why hasn't Obama done anything?
Right. Yeah, he's apparently putting off shutting down Guantanamo, maybe to the end of the week, they say. So we'll see if he keeps that promise. He was apparently supposed to do that first thing, but for whatever reason, that's not happening.
He's got balls. He's got 10 balls to attend tonight.
10 balls. Oh, yeah. Like parties.
Gallows.
Yeah, big balls.
Right. Here's a scary one for you, Mark, since you weren't here for this earlier, since we're talking about kids and what they did today. One of my producers said that his three siblings all attend different schools. All of them had class periods extended so they could watch the inauguration and not miss a minute. And when the people stood at the inauguration, they were required to stand in class. Did that ever happen to you in high school or middle school?
I don't remember watching any inauguration at all.
Me neither.
TVs were a relatively new invention then. I can tell you, we didn't have any TVs when I was in high school middle school or kindergarten or elementary school.
I see.
But I do remember we did cast votes.
They always do that stuff. The student vote.
There's a big difference between a mock vote and making people stand for the president when they're like 1,000 miles away from him.
What if you don't stand?
You'll go to the office. I mean, that's what I'm presuming. If you're disobedient in class, that's what happens, right? You go to the office.
It depends.
You talk to the principal.
People who didn't stand for the pledge in our school didn't get sent to the principal. I think to some extent you might get a dirty look or the teacher might say something.
There's a lot of social pressure.
There's social pressure. I think a lot of people do things because they feel they have to, not because they're made to.
Yeah. You must hate America.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're willing to stay seated and say, I'm not standing and I'm not going to the office, they'll probably leave you alone.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think Larkin Rose has a few thoughts on the inauguration today. And if you've got them as well, we'd love to hear from you. That is the point of the show, taking your calls about what you want to discuss. You can also, of course, change the topic. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks up best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include all kinds of neat things like the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com. According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. As we continue, a lot of the calls have been focusing on, obviously, the big news of the day, the Obama inauguration. Your thoughts, your observations, what has happened to you today, what conversations you might have encountered if you're in government schools, what things were like. Also, what are your predictions for what's coming? I mean, we already said what we thought was going to happen. We'd love to hear what you think is coming next year. It's not anything good, I'll tell you that. More government, more intrusiveness, bigger state, more taxes. Look forward to all that coming soon as we go to your calls. Dave in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Have you seen the latest promotional video for National Service involving 30-plus top-tier Hollywood and music stars?
No. I have not seen.
What are they
this.
Doing? Singing "We Are the World"? Good Lord, 30 of them.
It's on that parallel. It's some straight Hitlerian type stuff.
Where does one find this?
It's on Infowars.com.
Okay.
And it'll come up in the queue. It says Hollywood stars, this, that, and the other. Trust me, you'll know what it is. It's got Lucy Liu. It's got Anthony Kiedis.
Who's that?
It's got,
from the Chili Peppers, Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes, correct.
I'm not seeing it. I just searched for Hollywood on InfoWars and not find it.
Just go right to InfoWars and let the skip through the little picture thing where it repeats. This is something you might want to even put on the air. It'll blow your mind. I'll take your response off air. Thank you.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I'll do what I can to find it. Hopefully one of our pals out there, producers, can find us a link to it.
It's really great that celebrities are out there pushing national service, even though most of them have probably never worked for the government in their life.
Right.
So they think that you should either do it or have to do it, even though they've never done it. Yeah.
Serve me.
Right. And I don't really follow that. I mean, I understand the marketing aspect of it, but I don't really get the appeal of using Hollywood. I don't see why people are turning on
Hollywood.
What if
they offered you a check for $10,000 to do it?
To work for the government? Oh, to make the movie?
To do the commercial. It was a commercial. I mean, what, 30 seconds, right? So, I mean, it can't be that much. One day on set.
Well, I wouldn't do it, but I guess if I was only worried about the money, would I do it?
Yes.
No.
You won't do it for $20,000?
No.
You need your head examined.
Well, I would be a Hollywood star or a musician, remember, so $20,000 is like...
No. I'm saying they're offering you, Nick.
To get Nick from Free Minds TV. To do this.
$20,000.
If you're asking me to appear as Nick from Free Minds TV, I think that would kind of defeat the purpose.
No, they're proving that they can convert anybody. I mean, you'll have to do a certain amount of acting.
I'm going
to
say no, but you'd have to wave $20,000 in front of me to see how I'd actually react.
My wife would
you?
Kick my ass all the way to the bank with that check, I can tell you that.
That would be a tough decision for anybody to make, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Well, I mean, if they're just saying service, then I guess it's not. It's what they're implying that I don't like, not what they're explicitly saying. So
yeah, and this is going to be one of the ways for them to pave the way for young people to get involved in this and to get excited about it. Well, you know, if Brad Pitt is excited about national service, and I don't know if Brad Pitt's in the commercial, so I probably shouldn't use his name, but just to use a name of a Hollywood star that a lot of people are enamored with.
Say Nikita's guy, whatever his name is.
He's not really a big star.
Somebody cares about
him. Yeah, that's true. But just to see a big star. This is a pop culture world that we live in, and so if the stars are saying this is a good idea, then it must be a good idea. Because the Hollywood people are just so smart.
It's a bad sign, I'll tell you that. In states where there's a limited government, you usually don't see huge drives for the youth to get involved with national service, but you did see it in places like, well, the extreme example is Nazi Germany, but communist states, I think.
Israel.
Israel, a lot of socialist states, which Israel is a socialist state.
But most
Germany,
European countries have some level of this.
Germany does. I mean, Germany today does, but they're a socialist state too. So it kind of signals the end.
What state isn't socialist?
Not very
I mean, really, that's what they are.
I guess you could argue that the Afghanistan under the Taliban was not really redistributive.
So
it's theocracy.
Some kind of theocratic mess.
Well, let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Jake in Illinois. Jake, you are on Free Talk Live. Jake in Illinois, you are on the air.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Just fine. What's on your mind, Jake?
Well, what are these celebrities going to get off their yachts and get out of their hot tubs and go into government service? Are they going to serve, or they just want the youth of America to do the work for them?
I'd say the latter. Yeah,
that's what they want.
They might have some photo ops where a celebrity will come out for a day or something and dig a hole in the ground or something like that, so they can be photographed next to the workers. Right, next to the little people. But you're absolutely right. The National Service Program, as it is proposed, as I understand it, is going to be targeting high schoolers and middle schoolers, as well as college kids, and those are the only groups they're targeting to bring into this.
Get them while they're young, just like the government schools. Get them while they're young, where skulls are still mush, where they have a brain cell working. Listen, it's refreshing listening to you guys, because I've been watching the news here about this inauguration, and I see, you know, this sycophantic mania that's going on with the media, and it's so refreshing to tune you guys in. There are a couple other people that I've listened to that are also refreshing, like Glenn Beck, put some comments on, and Rush Limbaugh, I think Mark's comments were spot on about this thing happening, you know, just these people going crazy because this guy happens to be a African American black guy. But the guy has done nothing, you know. He hasn't done anything. He's a great speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, I'm watching all these things, and it's like that he's going to, with the wave of a wand, he's going to, you know, I'm not going to have to pay my mortgage. I'm not going to pay my gas bill. You know,
I've already stopped paying.
Yeah.
So you're right, and I appreciate the observations. However, I'd like to point out that Glenn Beck, while he seems to be coming in the right direction slowly,
I can't do anything but support that.
But Rush Limbaugh, I don't trust him for a moment. Rush Limbaugh is just doing his thing. Now that it's a Democratic president, of course Rush Limbaugh is going to sound like he's got a head on his shoulders.
Rush Limbaugh sounds his very best when there is a Democrat in office or a Democrat majority or whatever.
Right, but when it's a Republican president, then Rush is behind all of the increases in the state power, whatever. Whatever it is the state is doing with a Republican president, Rush Limbaugh's the man up front apologizing for it all and making excuses for it. So he's going to sound good for the next 4 years until another, you know, if a Republican is elected, then he'll go back to backing up the state just like he's always been.
The thing is, he is so good as a Republican attack dog. I mean, you couldn't wish for anything better than him to do that. Yes, he's totally a Republican attack dog, and I don't agree with his philosophy. Because, you know, I'm not a statist. He's a statist.
Yep.
And but he is so good at what he does.
Extraordinarily talented broadcaster. Ian and I saw him a few years ago speak at Radio Records Talk Radio Seminar or whatever it was, and you know, I just almost wet myself. He was so good. just excellent.
Well, you know, I'll take the compliment. I'll take the compliment that we were included in the same three shows. Like he mentioned Rush and Free Talk Live in the same breath. I mean, that's a pretty big compliment for our show, considering he is, you know, the man who essentially is responsible for creating talk radio as it is today. So the guy deserves credit where credit's due.
I think you guys are consistently refreshing in your slant, and I just want to let you know that I appreciate it. And that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Jake.
A pleasant evening.
You too. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And I did find the link to this video, so we'll take a look at it here coming up in moments and comment in a moment.
I did want to say I've heard a lot of people saying that he's a really great speaker. The way he was speaking, though, really creeped me out because I feel like...
Rush Limbaugh or Barack Obama?
Barack Obama, because I feel like he's got sort of a God complex. He's going, like, his speech was trying to be messianic.
People treat him that way.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, though, for him to be starting out with this kind of, he'll get, if he doesn't have a head on his shoulders already, he'll have one.
If he's feeling messianic, we'll crucify him later. Don't worry.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also.
How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, perhaps enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things you can do, most of them completely free, some of them very low cost. See the list and help us out. Get the show in more ears over at promote.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. Dana is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dana.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I tuned into your show a little bit ago, so you may have discussed some of the things that have been bothering me after I watched the inauguration on TV earlier today,
mm-hmm.
and my brain has had some time to mull it around. I have some things that I don't know if other people notice, but they bother me, like since Obama is in the White House, Representative primarily of the support from the black people. Does that mean we're through now with their attitude that we all owe them something because their ancestors
were slaves? Well, now, hold on a second. I think you're being a little collectivist there, Dana. There are individuals out there in this world, and some of them may have an attitude that they feel as though they're owed. But I'd like to point out that there are people that have white skin that feel as though they're owed something as well. So I think you need to be very careful with putting people into groups that don't necessarily belong there.
But I do agree with her in one sense, is that I think that, look, if you wanted an equal basis, you know, whether you're white or black and felt that blacks have been discriminated against or whatever, and I will agree with you that there's discrimination going on in the government, but I think that, you know, this is it. He's made it to, a black man has made it to president. You can do anything you want to do, and it doesn't matter what color your skin is.
That is what I hope the majority of the black people attitude change to. I hope that very much, but it just brings questions to my mind about where do we go from here with that old attitude of their ancestors. And I noticed the final count of everybody there. I don't know if y'all got glimpses of all of that mass population that was there today for hours in the cold was 1.5 million people.
I heard 2.
Did you hear 2 million?
Yeah.
Well, and when the reporters were interviewing people all over the place or the TV cameras for scanning the population, the majority of everybody was black. Now, I'm not saying all of those people were unemployed, but I'm curious. We have so many people unemployed in this country right now. How did they get the funds to get there?
Well, I mean, just because they took the – many employers gave the day off, Dana. I mean, I understand.
No, getting the day off is a drop in the bucket.
It doesn't cost a lot. Gas isn't very expensive. You pile into a car with four or five other people.
Well, you probably have unemployment benefits.
Had to stay in Washington. You couldn't have driven in into Washington last night.
There wouldn't have been enough hotel room, though.
Some of the bands that were marching had to stay – many miles away because you couldn't get close to D.C. in regards to motel or places to stay. And there's one thing else I noticed. I recorded this stuff today just for the heck of it. Obama screwed up on his oath really bad. So did Georgie Corgi. Now, how does that affect the true effectiveness and sincerity and consciousness of the person stating the oath if they don't say it right?
Well, it's clear
it's voidable.
Yeah, it seems clear that it's just more evidence that the Constitution is not in effect. I mean, if they don't even have to say their oath correctly.
I felt like he took his speech after the swearing-in far more seriously than he took the swearing-in. All I got to hear was on the radio.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct on target on that one. That speech he gave was soul-grabbing, but his oath was almost comical to him.
Yeah, I didn't get to see his face.
If you screw it up, you should be forced to start over. That justice should have made him start over. But George W. Bush did the same thing, and look how he treated our country.
There you go. Dana, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't think she was intending to be racist there, but it certainly came off a little bit making generalizations about people because of their skin color.
I'm tired. I don't appreciate personally, that. Just like her, just like she said, I'm tired. Now, I'm not going to paint the brush on everybody, but I'm tired of hearing excuses based on race for not achieving things. Barack Obama, he didn't break the glass ceiling. He proved that the glass ceiling wasn't there. Somebody else before him could have been elected. I think that if Colin Powell would have run in 2004 against Bush, that he would have had a very good chance of winning. You know, so I think America's been ready for a black president for some time now.
And just hasn't been an electable candidate. I mean,
absolutely true.
You had Al Sharpton running, but clearly most Americans wouldn't vote for a white guy who said the same thing.
I'm not saying there's not bigotry, but people get discriminated against for all kinds of different reasons. So if you use the discrimination as a crutch, I just don't see how you can do that any longer. That's what I'm saying.
I completely agree with your point. We go to the amp lines. Who's this? You're unscreened.
This is Glenn, Missouri.
Glenn, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just calling about that video that's up on InfoWars. I saw that earlier today up on some other sites.
Yep, I found it on Google by searching for celebrities and Obama service. Celebrities,
yeah,
Obama
I,
service. Made it
I don't know if you've heard the whole thing, but it's a bunch of them all pledging to do these little bitty crappy things like I'll trade my SUV for a hybrid and stuff like that.
Right.
But at the end, they all start saying, I am a servant of the president.
Oh, boy. That's kind of scary, huh?
That is creepy.
Of the president? We didn't get to the end of the video, but they don't say, of my country. They say, of my president.
Yes.
That is scary. That's when they changed the swearing-in oath for the German military. They switched it to swearing to the Führer instead of Germany. That usually once you start swearing oaths to you're a servant of the leader instead of the country, you pretty
fascism's
much
here.
Yeah, it's pretty much a cult of
Ring
personality.
That's amazing. Any other thoughts, Glenn?
Hey, I got something else too.
Yes, sir.
I know there's been questions raised about what's to say a liberty-minded police officer do. You know, should they quit their job? Or what about people who work for the government? You know, what should they do? And I thought, well, one option is, the Christian concept of tithing, where, they give 10% to the church. In this case, it would be they would give 10% to liberty or causes that support liberty.
I think that's a fine idea.
Or another concept of that is that all these environmentalists that are guilty for driving their SUVs, that they have the carbon offsets where they contribute money to salve their guilt, for their their use of oils and stuff.
So it'd be like a Liberty offset. People.
I don't know why they don't come to me. I'll sell them a tree. I mean, here, I'll put a plaque on the tree for them. I've got trees coming out my butt.
I like the idea, Glenn, of a Liberty offset. That's a cool idea for those people that believe in Liberty but still find themselves working for a government. Make a point of contributing at least a nice percentage of your sweet, sweet government paycheck to Liberty-oriented organizations like Free Talk Live's AMP program. Glenn, thanks for the call, man.
Right. So then they continue to do whatever they do within their job. Their officer, they may have let some people go if they catch them with pot or whatever
right.
they do or whatever they can do. But then they also can help the Liberty movement by contributing in other ways.
I like it. Thanks for the idea. Let's continue here and talk again to a different AMP caller. Hello, on-screen call. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Anthony in Canada.
What's on your mind, Anthony?
Well, you're talking about the inauguration, and I'm taking a college class out here. It's a short course, and keep in mind this is Canada. So I get to school today, and the first block of our class was canceled for the inauguration.
Wow, in Canada.
So normally class would start.
In Canada?
And normally, normally class would start at 9 o'clock. It wasn't until 10:30. They had it on in the atrium.
What were they watching from 9 to 10:30? I mean, the swearing in wasn't until noon.
It could be in a different time zone.
It was 9 Pacific.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So the teacher is a big Obama fan,
mm-hmm.
and it just so happened we were discussing communication skills today. So we get back to class later. She goes, "How many people watched it?" And a couple raise their hand. And how many people just don't care? And a few people raise their hand. I was one of them. And she tried to equate it to if you just don't care about something, if you're talking to somebody, that just shows that you have a negative outlook on life and you're really negative and pessimistic.
Yeah, you're bad for not caring about what I care about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
And I said, I'm very passionate about a lot of things. I just don't give a damn about Obama.
Because you understand that he's just another tyrant. And I wish we had more time, but thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Quickly, JP in Toronto, you got the last 10 seconds. Go. JP in Toronto. And he's got now 5 seconds.
Okay.
Thanks, JP.
The last caller, talked about how, he's sort of ostracized by the leader there for not feeling the same way. Happened to me today on that call-in. I got called a bigot because I quoted Martin Luther King, said that that Obama's colors shouldn't matter. Somebody called in right after that and said I had racist tendencies.
Wow. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.